Now let me read on here. And I read verse 4. Mordecai was great in the king's house. His fame went out through all the provinces. For this man, Mordecai, grew greater and greater. And I have a Savior today. He's despised in this world. In fact, the matter is, they're saying a lot of dirty, blasphemous things about him today. But my friends, he is the man in the glory. He's King of Kings. He's Lord of Lords. He is the lily of the valley. He's the one altogether lovely. He's the chiefest among 10,000. And someday he's coming. And we ought to get in practice of bending our knees to him and adoring him and praising him. It's very important. He ought to become sweeter every day. There used to be a hymn we'd sing. They don't sing it much anymore. At least I don't hear it. Sweeter as the days go by. That's the way it ought to be for you. Do you today rejoice more as a Christian than you did last year or 10 years ago? Oh, I thank God that I'm a happier Christian than I was 10 years ago. How wonderful it is. Now, let me drop down, all the way down, friends, to verse 20. And Mordecai wrote these things and sent letters unto all the Jews who were in all the provinces of the king Ahasuerus, both near and far. Some folk have written in and asked, who wrote the book of Esther? Well, I said that at the end of the book we'd get at least a suggestion. Here it is. I think Mordecai wrote the book. Verse 26, wherefore they call these days Purim, after the name of Pur. Therefore, for all the words of this letter and of that which they had seen concerning this matter, which had come unto them, the Jews ordained and took upon them and upon their seed and upon all such as joined themselves unto them, so that it should not fail that they would keep these 2 days according to their writing and according to their appointed time every year. And they, by the way, have celebrated the Feast of Purim. And that these days should be remembered and kept throughout every generation, every family, every province, and every city. And that these days of Purim should not fall into disuse among the Jews, nor the memorial of them perish from their seed. Then Esther the queen, the daughter of Abihail, and Mordecai the Jew wrote with all authority to confirm this second letter of Purim. And again, I ask the question, did Mordecai write the book? I think he did. Verse 31 now, to confirm these days of Purim in their times appointed, according as Mordecai the Jew and Esther the queen had adjoined them, and as they had decreed for themselves and for their seed in the matters of the fastings and their lamentation.